Right. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Thursday, May 31st afternoon session of the Portland City Council. We're now in session. Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
I'm here. I have an excused absence. It's 3:30, which I mentioned so that folks can plan their breaks. Aye.
Wheeler.
Here. Good afternoon, Robert.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify, unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express that you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping your fellow Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Very good. Thank you, Robert. Sue, could you please read the first item?
Item 573, appeal on behalf of the Pearl District Neighborhood Association against Design Commission's decision of approval for design review with modifications and concurrent greenway review for the Fremont Apartments, a 17-story mixed-use building at 1650 Northwest NATO Parkway.
Colleagues, we tentatively voted to deny the appeal on May 10th, and we're back today for the adoption of the findings. I move that the council deny the appeal, uphold the decision of the Design Commission as modified by the design revisions submitted by the applicant, and adopt the findings.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Sue, please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
So the revised proposal, this is the Fremont Apartments, it addresses most of the concerns I previously expressed, as well as those expressed by the Parks Bureau, including it increases the minimum width of the greenway trail from 13 feet to 20 feet. It includes Americans with Disability Act compliance, including extension of the handrail and addition of the ramp to the artist studios. And it adds a public drinking fountain. In my view, it was unacceptable to call the Willamette River the water feature of a development proposal. And this proposal still allows 84% of the plaza to be in shadow at noon, and the building doesn't step back adequately from the greenway to meet the required setback. Thus, it is the council's responsibility to provide safety for fragile public assets like the greenway, public plazas, and parks. And the current shadow standards don't ensure that light and warmth is maintained. This by itself, however, is something that can be approved as a modification, and the rest of the approval criteria are met. There is a missed opportunity here that had this project been required to reapply instead of having been modified at council, it would have yielded between 28 and 55 affordable units. Thank you very much to Ben Nielsen and Hilary Adam, Stacey Monroe and Cara Fioravanti of the who staffed this on behalf of Planning Sustainability, Brett Horner with Portland Parks and Recreation, Lauren King, Lindley Reese, and Tracy Reeve in the City Attorney's Office, the Pearl District Neighborhood Association, Stan Penkin, and many others who came to testify and thus pushed for this better design, and Claire Adamsick and Tim Crail in my office. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. The next two items, 574 and 575, Commissioner Saltzman says they can be read together.